Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI, Stargate, Rumble, Odyssey, and a few others. All the links are on the show, so check it out. If we're not on YouTube, we're on, you know, the other venues. My guest today, I'm not going to go too much into any news or anything else because I really want to cover what's going on. There's so much happening right now with the... But we're not going to talk about that in the show. I just put out a newsletter covering all that. And so I put out previous newsletters. Everybody goes, why aren't you covering this? I've been blasting it all over YouTube and all over even Facebook now. And I haven't gotten put in jail again, but my posts aren't being posted though. So I guess that's a new way of doing things. But anyway, Telegram and Rumble and everything else, there's information on there. Mainly Telegram, we cover everything. So just go to there. But my guest today is Peter Maxwell Slattery. And Peter's a musician, an author, a filmmaker. He's got about five major books out right now. And he's got a new trailer out that we want to show on the, he's got a new movie out called Multidimensional. And we have the trailer now. And we want to show it on the show, as well as some of his footage, which is remarkable. And, you know, we've had basically 70 years of nonsense, you know. So, you know, I call the disclosure posers running the show and a controlled narrative. So we can see if we can bring Peter on the show. He's playing around with his screensaver right now. So,
Peter, all right, yeah. I was just bringing that up for you. I'm doing great. Right. So I'll just stop. I don't know if you can see me. There we go. Can you see me?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, great. Thanks for having me back on, James. And it's good to see my brother again. And I can't wait to get back over there and see you.
Yeah, also kudos to all your Australian brothers and sisters over there that are making a stand, you know. So, it really opens my heart to see everybody finally saying enough's enough. But this show is... I really want to cover this 70 years of nonsense we've been dealing with. And, you know, we've been saying for 70 years, do they exist? Are they real? You know, who are they? Are they just our government? Is it back engineered German, you know, crafts and everything else? And none of those questions seem to be answered. They're still asking the questions, but they're not giving the answers. And I tell them, I said, basically, it's not a yes or no question. It's an all the above question because it's all going on. But you and I both have had contact for years. I've had it all my life. And I know you've had quite a bit too as well with some very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, which are on the do not cover list. They're mainly in the controlled narrative list that you don't talk about this. And I think it's time to blow the lid off this. And I can't think of a better person to help blow the lid off this than you, because you've got the most incredible footage. So first, let's see if we can pop up your trailer. I know you've got this new film.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
So this comes out on the 18th of this month on multiple platforms. So I'm just waiting to confirm the platforms, all the platforms in one go. So this is a trailer, so I'll just play this now, and this gives everyone a gist of where we're going with the film called Multidimensional.
Great.
What is this all about? Why are we being interacted with by this range of physical and non-physical intelligences?
My experiences started at a young age, and are typically what people refer to as like the grey alien.
And his evidence speaks for itself.
The evidence that Peter was showing via his video footage of craft, of all different kinds of craft, it's almost like they are being told, it's time to come out because we're here.
Genetics, you know, they've been manipulated and they're different than a normal human. This has been happening to him since he was a child.
When it got pretty serious was when I started seeing what I could term as like blue orbs coming into the house, floating around doing whatever they do.
Applying enhanced filters to the footage, engraved with large heads, large dark eyes, almond-shaped, small nose and mouth.
We saw that this was indeed an alien in his house, and there wasn't just one, though. There was basically a whole crew of them.
We know who's on the ships. You know, begs the question is, why is this not available to the public?
It's crazy, but it is what it is.
The one we know as Pete is not so much one individual. Of course, the data reflects somewhat of a rotation of beings that can and do go in and out of Pete's body. Frankly, he's described as being an experiment, being a multidimensional alien type experiment.
So there you have it. There you have it.
Yeah, you got some great guests on there. Mary Rodwell and John Vivanco. He did a lot of remote viewing here. Both of you were here with the Ancient Aliens. That was a joke. It was cool because they, you know, the remote viewers totally validated everything going on here. You got the same information. We all told them when and where the ships were going to appear, and they missed it. And then they totally cut me out of the show, which is understandable. I knew they would because I haven't, you know, held back on all the pedophile stuff and the child trafficking. So that's a no-no. You're out of the business if you cover that. But anyway, I knew that was going to happen. I even called out the producer on it, and he said,
"Yeah,
oh no, we would never cut you out." You know, and I gave him an hour and a half of testimony on who they are, why they're here, everything in depth, you know. But you guys still did a great job, you know, on covering Esetti and got the information out, which was great.
Well, you know, we're lucky to have Jason Gleaves also involved with this because of the analysation. He's doing a lot of mainstream work as well these days, which is great. And on top of that, you've been doing this for so long that to have you, as people know, my own family know this as well, you're like a brother, father, and best friend rolled into one. And it's been great to have your, what I could say is guidance over the many years with this, because it's very rare that you come across people that are, and you said this to me the other day, and it's not out of ego I'm saying this, but predominantly is dealing with the high dimensional energies, which is, we could say, different from extraterrestrials. They're all in this together, but there is quite a difference when you're dealing with higher dimensional, way up there energies compared to what we could say some of the extraterrestrials. And it is all the above, but it's hard to have people to, I guess, bounce off over the many years I've been able to do with you, with telling you certain things and vice versa in terms of some of these what we call multidimensional mind experiences. So it is coming to the surface. And as you covered, it seems that there's a narrative with the governments and television stations worldwide that they want to show all this stuff, but they never want to go what's behind it. They know what's behind it. And if they go to what's behind it, they basically lose out on making anything else to do with this, but it creates a new story. And this is where we should be going now with the ascension process of humanity in the earth, which brings in a whole new way of looking at how big and beautiful this existence is.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, as I said earlier, you know, it's unbelievable for 70 years, we're still looking up there saying, do they exist? And is that a UFO? And now they've taken the next step. Is it ours or is it theirs? Because we've been back engineering the ship since 1960. But the top physicists and people I've had here, you know, even NASA, Boeing, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Skunk Works people have seen these ships and they said, these aren't ours. They're doing things that we're not capable of. And they're, you know, they're morphing into three ships at one time and back to one again. And doing, you know, right angle turns at several thousand miles an hour and just doing things that, you know, disappearing into a light, just, you know, basically going from a physical craft into a light craft. And we just filmed some on our last show. We showed these black helicopters coming in and the ships going up to greet the helicopters, and they were just buzzing all over them and flying by them, and it broke their formation. They broke their formation. And so you could tell they were having interactions with them, but it's like they're still dealing with nuts and bolts, and it's like that's like the dark ages. That's like, you know, Fred Flintstone ufology. You know, it's you know, it can't. It's just so ridiculous. I can't even go there. And then they get a mainstream or somebody really mainstream guy, you know, in music industry guy or whatever else that have all pretty much, you know, joined the club, and they use their name or they use their name. And then the whole, everybody goes, oh, this famous musician or this person says, you know, I believe in UFOs or I, you know, or I have the top secret. I have the goods, you know, but each time it's a total fail. Each time they roll it out, they show you a fuzzy Tic Tac or some weird fuzzy thing in the sky. And that's it. Nothing else.
You know, well, this is where with this film that we're all a part of, what I've tried to do was, yes, it's based around mainly my evidence and my story, but a lot of your evidence and testimony is in there. And I bring a remote viewing aspect to go, all right, not only have I had the footage analysed by Jason Gleaves, who's ex-UK Air Force and Aerospace, but also a psychic spy who's worked for the FBI and NASA and other things, John Vivanco, and then also Mary Rodwell, who's been doing this for 20, 25 years as a professional hypnotherapist and counsellor, worked with thousands of people. And I've been working with all of you for years, but it's to go, all right, here's the evidence, here's the ways it's been tested. And they're not the only people I've had the evidence tested by. It goes to a huge range of people, just like yourself. You've had everything tested. You've got not everything, but a lot tested over the years. And then we go into, all right, this is our perspectives of what's going on from actual, not hearsay, but contact. And we've got multiple witnesses. The list goes on. And it does come down to the consciousness aspect who and what we really are, because what's going on is so big that when you understand consciousness, you'll start to get to the picture how this is a multidimensional reality, that ghosts, fairies, Bigfoot, ET, angels, the list goes on. It's all connected. It's all connected.
Well, it's so clear, basically, like you're saying, we're actually multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum all the way back to source. And some of those experiences as an eternal soul are with different civilizations, you know, the Pleiades, the Orion system, the, you know, Sirius, all those, you know, Arcturian, all those things. A lot of us had past lives in these systems in very advanced cultures and chose to incarnate here. And the real invasion everybody's been afraid of has already happened. It's called reincarnation, where all these incredible beings have reincarnated here on the earth right now. But they want to keep us as a body and a personality, and that's it. And a fuzzy Tic Tac or a fuzzy ship off in the distance, some military guy screamed, you know, or some deep undersea weird thing that nobody can explain, you know. And right now, we're having full-blown interaction with these beings on the ship. It's not only do we know who they are, where they're from, and how they've interacted with us in the past or as our ancient ancestors, we know their names, you know, we know them by name. And there's a lot of people coming out with that right now, finally are getting out the real stuff, you know, Elena Danan and Megan Rose and people like that are coming out with the real information. But Mary Rodwell too, with the kids, you know, she's bringing out the kids' information, which is excellent. And that needs to come out, because we got to get over this controlled narrative and you know, and following somebody else so we can have a contact, because we are the contact. You know, a lot of us have come from those places, you know, it's, you know, this is way off in the woo-woo world, but if there is no time, you know, in spirit, you know, it's still happening. You know, I probably shouldn't go this way out there, but, you know, right now you could be sitting here on this screen right now, and another part of you is in on a ship, you know, or in another.
Well, that's where a lot of the stuff that you and I talk about, it goes to that depth. And I think it's probably time to start hitting some of that. Like I talk about how we're all a cell of God's body, and that God itself is a cell of a greater intelligence. So there's many, we could say, the Holy Spirit, Source, God, Creator. It's a cell of a greater intelligence, which when they showed me that, I had to stop there because it was a bit to process what I've just told you. Once you get that, you get multidimensional mind, how you understand almost like your higher self is the head of an octopus, but these tentacles are going off living many lives or experiencing things at the same, what we say, time, an illusory time, that once you can wrap your head around this, you can start to grasp it. Because I think the problem in a way is, and yes, we're here for the Earth human experience, but what's happening is we tend to look at things linear, but when you start to look at things 360 degree unboundedly with all possibility, that's where we can start to grasp some of the things that we're trying to say as say on a collective level. And that's where it's really stepping up to these higher energies coming through now. And it's just a process. It blows a lot of people's minds. It's baby steps. Some evolve quicker than others. It's not a contest, but it's just taking the information on board and, you know, letting it do what it may for people.
Yeah, for, you know, for those people who just think they're body and a personality and they don't realize they're a multidimensional spirit that's eternal, this is way off the top for them. And then they're also watching, you know, CNN and mainstream media and everything to get their information. They're in reactionary mind. They can't create anything because they're just reacting to the next fearful story that's locking them into the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And everything is designed to lock them into the body, into the personality, and a body, and that's it. You know, that's their reality, and they're going to grasp this. This is like way outside the box for them, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But for those that do want to take the next step, they're going, wait a second. You know, I'm having dreams. You know, I'm having visions. I'm seeing ships. I'm having orbs appear in my room. I'm seeing, you know, the shadow beings popping in and out and the side vision, you know, and they're starting to ask those questions. This is for them. This is for those people that really want to know who they are, where they've been and where they're going.
It's, that's the thing is that it's adapting to this. And this is where I say to people, you will never, even James and I, we're not stop learning in our own process and evolution with this as well.
Yeah.
Now, I will say on a higher level, I think we know it all. I really think on the highest expression of ourselves, which is a cell of God's body, the Elohim highest expression, we know it all. But the body computer can only process so much. We can only see a fraction of 0.005% of physical matter. We're limited by what we say is five senses, but really there's seven, which includes telepathy and the mind's eye. And we really perceive we can go transdimensional from the seven senses, not just the five. So it's baby steps, and it takes on a life of its own, and it's going with the flow, but being discerning at the same time is trying to have that balance, because unfortunately some people get carried away if they don't know what they're doing with negative influences and how to clear them. That can be very effective in deterring one on their proper soul path at the same time as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and that's a good segue into, you know, we have the old saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And there are people out there that are saying, stop being spiritual snobs, open up to anything that comes in. And now they're calling us alien racists because we're using discernment on who we choose to work with. And we're working with the higher dimensional beings on up. And that's the new one now is calling us spiritual racists, because we don't want to entertain the Gray Alliance or the reptilians or these other groups out there that don't have humanity's highest and best good, you know, in order. And it's amazing, but I'm seeing the people that are screaming the loudest and making these statements are the biggest posers, and they're lockstep with the very same people that are doing heinous acts on this planet. You know, they're getting funding from Illuminati folks and that whole network, that, you know, the global elite. So anyway, they're the ones getting most rattled, and they're trying to maintain control of the narrative that, come to me, I'll tell you what to think, how to believe, versus have your own contact. This is how you have your own experience. This is how you make your own personal connection with Creator. You know, they're the go-between, and that's, they've been doing this with in every aspect of life now, and, you know, governments, religions, business, whatever. And, you know, they don't want us to wake up and remember who we are. That's the biggest threat to them.
We're unbounded beings. We are all one consciousness interacting with itself, even on the larger scale, once you get out of this cell of source as well, like meaning this source is a collective. So unfortunately, there is a lot of crap in the community. I prefer not to be part of a UFO community, a spiritual community. I just prefer to be this aspect of consciousness here to do what it does, because unfortunately what I see is that how we look at the fake news, I can say, honestly, there is way more fake news in this spiritual UFO paranormal community than there is on fake news. And I hate to say that. But at the same time, I won't tell people who to listen to, who not to, who's right, who's wrong. I don't investigate anyone else anymore or look at anything else. I help people. I do that through the clearings and the readings. If anything, I know a hell of a lot about yourself just because we're good friends, and I know what I know because you and me have hanged out months on the end. You've been at my house, I've been at yours. We know what's going on, and I've met a lot of beautiful beings around the world that I've had experiences with as well, but I can't say that I've investigated this person, that person. I've got contact going on a daily basis, and for me to judge others without investigation it's not right. But I tell people, go with your heart, go with your soul. There's something when something's right that you feel it. And unfortunately, a lot of humans are like, if I can't see, touch, taste, smell it, or get external validation, I doubt it. It's a human aspect. And that's, you know, I can understand that. But this is where, do your investigations on what you want to investigate, research, go with where synchronicities and the higher self leads you. Follow the heart. Forget the mental mind, go with the heart, because it's always right.
Yeah, yeah. We always say, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, you know, do a clearing. Yeah. And, you know, if it does feel right, go with it, you know. And if you're struggling with it, set it on the shelf and it'll reveal itself to you. You know, it'll manifest three or four times and show you, no, this is real, you know. And, I was going through the you know, the stations on YouTube and things like that, and looking at all these movies, UFO, the disclosure, you know, the real truth. And every time I watch the whole thing, I go, they didn't tell us anything. They didn't tell us anything. Oh, they're still leaving questions. Are they real? Do they exist? Have they been in our ancient history? They don't answer any questions whatsoever. And you get through and they have all these experts, and these experts have never seen a UFO. They have no contact. And there's some guy with some letters behind his name that has been taught all his life that UFOs aren't real. They don't exist. They could never get here because it takes too much of a Planck energy to get whatever, you know, all these things. They have no concept of the higher sciences and things and dimensional sciences. But you know, they bring these guys on, and the whole show is with these guys saying, and by the time you get to the end of the show, you go, well, what I'm left with is maybe they do exist, and there's a possibility that they might be ours or they might be somebody else's. And that's it. You know, and you go, well, did they have anything to share? You know, do they have extreme technology would help us clean up the planet? Do they have healing technology would help us administer the sick and the poor and things like that? Do they know how to create abundance? You know, how do they live? How do these people live? And these advanced cultures and civilizations, what kind of a legal system do they have? You know, what do they do with those that are, let's say, very aggressive or troublesome? You know, how do they deal with that? You know, none of this, no answers, zero. You know, and at the end of the show, you go, they just leave you empty. But people keep watching the same show over and over and over and over. And at the end, they leave you with nothing other than entertainment, you know, I guess if you're bored, you know, watch it. But it's just like, come on, guys, it's not just nuts and bolts. It's not a light in the sky. There are beings on those ships. They're extremely advanced beings. Some are positive, some aren't. And we need to figure out who's who here and get on with it, you know. And, you know, we'll take a quantum leap in evolution once we stop this censorship and this other nonsense and in the fear games that they're creating around this.
I think that's where we're getting to now. And I think the fodder in the community is going to start to dissolve out once things go to a new level. And we will be guides in physical form to humanity, not just you and me. I'm talking about so many people. You could rattle off hundreds of names, I know, yourself, with the people that you've worked with in this community over since I've been alive. So, you know, it's this is the thing, we're all each other's guides in physical form, as well as we've got our spirit team, and then we've got the beings that we're working with in some cases, like you and I, and we're not the only ones having contact, as we know. So all I know is I know what I know and what I experience. I go by the fruit of the information. There's even some stuff with the angelics and going right up there that there's even mysteries to them. So they're being truthful. They're not just, you know, pulling anything out of the hat here, trying to lead me on. And I've had a lot of dark, negative experiences as well. It's not all, this hasn't been easy for James and I. I've been shot at. I think you have as well. We've had surveillance, all different types of things go on over the many years, that this is something that our lives are dedicated to, and it's to help people empower themselves, make their own contact. And all we need is just a small amount of the population to really start awakening to this on a higher level, to where we're going to see changes come in. But with that said, what's your opinion? We can't give away too much on the movie coming out, but what's your opinion on the movie, like, after looking at it? And I want a neutral, not that I'm your best mate, point of view. It's like, what do you think the way that was done and how that is different from other films?
I think it's awesome. And I think the people you picked were great. And it really gives a message out. And there's definitely room for part 2 and 3 and 4 on that. You know, you have so much information. I know you had to really pick and choose what to put in there.
It was very limited in that.
Yeah. But I think it knocks it out of the park. And I can't wait to work with you and bring out, you know, a lot deeper information. But yeah, it's really excellent. You know,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I would highly recommend it. I mean, it beats everything else out there right now.
Definitely. Well, this is where there's going to be a lot more dovetailing on, because I couldn't even put in, and I'm not over exaggerating, I probably couldn't even put in 2% of the evidence in there.
Yeah.
That there is so much that over 11-year period of what's been actually documented, let alone going back to when I was a child, and then your stuff as well, this is where there will be different offshoots from this film to come. I just hope that this is something that's taken on board, because we are seeing what you said, unfortunately, a repeat. Like, we've got stuff like what James Fox has done, great stuff, Jeremy Corbell, there's great stuff, but at the same time, we need to get past, all right, the documents, the military witnesses, all that's great. I'm not putting it down. It is 100% great. But what we're seeing is, like Albert Einstein said, to the words of effect, if you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it, or you can't, the other saying was, and I haven't got this exact either, but basically he talked about repeating the same thing, expecting different results.
Yeah.
And what we're getting is we're getting the same stuff over predominantly without getting different results. We can only go so far with military witnesses. I was on Australian Morning News 10 years ago talking about astronauts and military witnesses, got shot down, and here it is now known to be facts. But people were saying it before me. These witnesses had themselves been out before me. But what I'm saying is we're only getting the same result from this, and that's where I hope to take things to a new level, rattle some cages.
Yeah,
you know me more than anyone, James. I ain't got nothing to fear, and people can do what the hell they want, but all I've got is the truth and God on my side, and that's how I roll. And anybody's got a problem with that, that's their stuff. I ain't got time for it. Bottom line.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's so funny watching this, because all those people you mentioned, you know, James Fox, all those people, they know what's going on here. I've talked to them, and they've totally skipped this place over. Major people have come up. They've started to do a documentary on this place, and next you know, they disappear. The people disappear. The documentary disappears. It gets cut on the cutting room floor, you know, and I end up with a cameo appearance in there saying basically nothing. And because they all have their agendas, and they're so afraid of going to the next level, because they go, no, we want this solid, you know. And I go, well, how more solid can you get with 200 witnesses, video, photographs, triple PhD Boeing engineers, all these people testifying, that, you know, how much more solid can you get than that? And they're afraid of going to the next level and touching this, because their fear of credibility. And I said, so you're going to lie, and you're going to deceive, and you're going to withhold this stuff for credibility. What does that do to your credibility? You know what I mean? It's not about credibility. It's about making money and not getting censored and getting this out and getting famous or whatever. It has nothing to do with that. But I know it's people like you with impeccable integrity and people like myself and Mary Rodwell and people that aren't going to hold back. We are going to just tell it like it is, tell it as we know it. And, you know, none of us are infallible, but we get most of it right, you know, but, you know, it's time to get this information out. And I want to go to, you have some footage there, some metallic crafts flying over. And I know you've got some of the best footage of metallic crafts. I mean, you filmed quite a few here at the ranch, and then you've got some awesome ones there. And
yeah, so I've just got to try and get this up to screen share. So just give me a moment, people. But where's screen share? Here we go. So there's this one here. So that's not appearing properly, but there. So okay, this was taken up near Mount Buffalo. If we go in, yeah, you can see this.
Oh, yeah.
So that was last year. There's another photo that was taken. I believe this one was the day before. I wasn't able to get video because I didn't have a card in the camera, and it could only take, I think, three photos just on the actual camera. So there's, just to give you some perspective, that's Mount Buffalo down the bottom right there. I'll actually show you something I got just a few days ago.
Yeah, show us that.
So this is straight out of the sanctuary here at Jaya Sanctuary. And
not seeing anything yet.
I'm not seeing anything. All right, I've got to press screen. Is it on the screen share? All right, here we go. So
here we go, yeah.
So I'm trying to focus on this thing. It's a bit hard sometimes when they're right up. This is originally a lot closer to the house and over the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a light ship. It's undeniable. This looks like a multidimensional George Jetson ship. You know? That's that same shape.
When I originally saw it, it was like closer. This was what I could describe. It looked like a saucer structured from light is the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
It no physical component. Like, of course, we've seen crafts. I know you have two where they're a saucer. And then once they sort of like power up more, you start to see the field and they appear as light. But this was actually just a craft that was structured from like whitish, slight bluish light. So,
yeah,
that's sort of like that's the – that's the footage. So, you know, that's what we've got going on there with that.
We just had one here. We had one that morphed into a cross and to like a pyramid structure and then kind of a square. And then it stayed for like 2.5 hours right over the ranch. And then just last week, we had a ship hovering over the ranch that looked like Jupiter. I mean, it was as big as Jupiter. And you could see Jupiter in the sky next to it on the left.
Yeah.
And filmed that one for, it stayed for quite some time. We saw it moving up and down, and then it went against the star pattern. It actually went east, you know, which shows it's not a planet, but, you know, there's no way. And we had an app, and we were looking up to see if there's any planets there, and there was nothing, you know, nothing was showing, but it looked as big as Jupiter. It was massive, and it was a light ship. And Tiffany and Brandon took that one. They got a really good shot at that, but, you know, it's just ongoing here and it's happening there too. I want to say one thing about your place when I was there. That was, I mean, I was seeing the beans, I was seeing the wispies, I was seeing the ancestors cruising around there. We went outside and we would meditate and we'd find out exactly when the ships would come and they would pop in right on time and you'd get the camera and film them. I mean, it's undeniable. And I don't know how many witnesses and how many films you need to get for this ongoing for people to kind of to pay attention to it. But, you know, I'll validate it 100% when I was there. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Well, there was up to 300 people at that place you were at specifically. There was up to 300 people there that experienced stuff. Now, it's in the thousands around the world, even jumped up way more when I've been with you. We've had over 200 people at your place together when we've had the crafts doing stuff that is completely unconventional. A lot of this is on film. The sanctuary, I'm going to be surprised when you come and see this because this is a whole new, it's like your place in a way that the frequencies and just having nobody around for a big distance makes a huge difference, as you know, with your own place. So, yeah, it's been they like the place. They're visiting on and off quite often. And it's this beautiful energy where I am now at Jaya Sanctuary. So it's, it does, but it doesn't matter where I am, whether it's Italy, whether it's America, whether it's Mexico, whether it's Bali, wherever I go, it doesn't matter where I go. Just like you, we see and experience this wherever we are in the world.
Yeah, I've every conference I've gone to, they would tell me exactly when and where. And I did this at the big conferences, which I'm not even speaking at anymore. They kind of cut out of those. But I got, it gave me the exact time. It said 11 o'clock, get your camera, go out there, set it up by the river, and one's going to fly up the river. And it's actually two are. And so this one ship came by, shot a red light out of it. It was crazy. It was a saucer shape. Went right down the river, followed by a massive triangle ship. And these guys filmed it, the posers, I'd say, filmed this thing. And I go, good, now they're finally going to. And so they took it. They said, oh, I was, they didn't mention me. You know, they go, I was told that the ships were going to come in. So I grabbed my camera, you know, and they didn't even mention that I told them exactly when and where to do it. And they would come. And so they got it on film. They go, I've got the best film ever. This is going to blow everybody out of the water. This is going to, you know, and then they turned their camera on and it was erased. It was erased off their camera. So, I mean, they do have a sense of humor, and a lot of these guys are going to get lessons around this, around the ego and things like that. But I'm blown away at what you have, the stuff you've had, the stuff I have here, the witnesses, the evidence, the videos, the photographs, everything.
What about that craft we saw at Mount, right? So I took James to Mount Buffalo in Victoria, right? So they didn't want this because this craft was literally probably like 15, 20 meters off the ground for about 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I know I filmed it when we checked the memory card. It wasn't on it. And my nephew was with us. And it was like, what's that, Uncle Pete? And I'm like, that's them. And this thing was so low that James and I were sitting there going, this is going to be epic footage. It wasn't there. They just didn't want us to share it. And that's okay. I was a bit frustrated about it, but
I know. That just happens sometimes. I've seen that. I was filming a ship coming over the house, and it was turquoise, beautiful ship. It was coming in, all of a sudden it exploded into a million little light particles. And then it came back again, you know, and to one, and then took off. And I go, what the hell was that? I go, that was my technology like that is beyond your imagination, you know. And I had this all on film, and I go back on the camera, it's gone. It's not on there. I had a couple major disbelievers that were here at the time and relatives, you know, and things like that. They were blown away. They saw it and they were just blown away. And they could not wrap their head around it or even explain it. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. It seems to me that the ship just dispersed itself and then came back together again. So I don't know if it's all these little nanoparticles or what, but, you know, that's, you know, if every little piece was intelligent and knew what to do and how to come back together, it's like, it's so far beyond you can think about. But I've had that happen so many times. And I just see now, it's like, if they want us to film it, you know, they're going to make, it's going to be fine. If they don't want it, it's not going to show up on the camera.
And that's the way that they can, like Shiji explained this to me many times, that they can zone in on the consciousness of a group. Some people will see them, some people won't. It's got to do with a frequency specific thing as well. And they can do that with devices. They can, it's child's play for them to manipulate what we deem as physical matter from the state of consciousness that they're in, because they're understanding that everything's one consciousness. Therefore, they can manipulate it. And this is where responsibility comes in, doing it for positive means, doing it for negative means. So you've got to remember it can bite you back in the bum as well.
Yeah, I think about that. I was telling people earlier, and I said, I want you to imagine this. One ship pops in, and then it jumps in time, and then comes back. But it comes back at the same time the same ship is there, right? And they do it 3 or 4 times. So you got 4 ships sitting there. All 4 ships have the same crew. They're all the same people, and they're looking at each other. What is that going to do to your mind? You know, how are you going to handle that? Do you like yourself? What would you say to yourself, your other self? You know, hey, high five, or man, you're looking a little ratty there. Or, you know what? It's going to bring up all your issues, everything, all your identity focused on one person. And now there's three more of you sitting there. I mean, that's going to really mess your mind up. And so a lot of people are not ready for this kind of experience. They would go crazy. They would just go nuts, you know?
Well, it's I've been teleported out, and when I was put back a second before I was taken. I could see myself as it was phasing out. Like the me that was now coming back. So they understand space, time in a way that it is, the way it's been described to me is that everything's like a current, and that they can pop off and move anywhere they want and come back down onto it.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's just because they're coming at it from that level of consciousness, they can do that. And we've seen that at your ranch so many times, the craft split up into multiple balls of light and then come back into one and over and over. And you're right, a lot of people just can't fathom that, that they could even be different aspects of them all in the same, it's the same craft just divided.
Yeah.
It's just gone fractal.
Yeah. And it's hilarious watching that. I've seen people just lose it when they see things like that, and they just can't wrap their head around. I had one guy here. He was a NASA guy, and I have some other people. I can't mention their names because they'll get fired, you know. But I had one guy here that was a debunker, and he was with NASA and everything. And this beautiful light ship, it was pinkish color, came in in crystalline form, flew right over us, no sound or anything. He's going, that was a Cessna. That was a Cessna. And that was the cabin lights. And he was trying to explain this thing. And everybody's going, are you kidding me? That was so low, it flew over us. I said, there was no engine, no sound, no, totally silent. And he was just going nuts and going crazy. And he flipped out, you know. And there was other guests there. One guest said, can I just hit him in the head with a shovel and bury him? And I said, no, you can't do that. You know, but I mean, one guy was really upset with this guy. He goes, you know, it was right in his face and he couldn't handle it. And then I've had other people here that are very involved with ufology. And actually they're on teams, you know, that are assigned to go wherever there's a major event happening. And they kind of blew their cover here. And so we became good friends anyway. But they all have their, you know, whatever they say, it's bullshit, I hate to say it. But, you know, the Air Force, the military, the NASA, everything, they have their group and they go out wherever there's a lot of UFO activity. They have their investigators. They're all PhDs, you know, they're all brilliant people, and they have all the gear and they have their computers and they have their full satellite. They can look anywhere, anytime, you know, they have, and they're ready to go. These, at a moment's notice, these guys are ready to go, and they pack their bags are already packed. They said, hey, go here. And they have to go to the airport, jump on a plane and go wherever they tell them to go. So that's one thing but you know, here's the thing that gets me. Okay, you and I both know we've been back engineering UFOs here since 1960. Mm-hmm. And we could go back and forth to the moon and Mars in the late 60s. And that's all come out with the secret space fleet and everything else. And so we've had contact with God knows how many different races of beings out there and we have our own space fleet. And all of this is going on, but what we're seeing on TV is, do they exist? Is there other life out there? You know, could they travel this far, this far from space? You know, like, what, you know, what would they look like if they're here? We know what they look like. We have photographs of them, you know, and they're on our ships, you know.
There will be a change coming. And I think I think some of these, in a way, is what they just want to perpetuate and keep the wheels turning with that. And maybe it's good for a lot of newcomers. I think a lot of newcomers, they need to probably see that before they see the stuff that a lot of us are talking about. But for it to just go on and on and on there needs to be that new stuff. And that's what I hope, you know, I know we're bringing it to the plate. I just hope this, what we've just done, may reach that on a mainstream mass scale a bit more, to just, you know, drop a few bombs here and there, a few seeds in the sparks, some consciousness, just to take it to that new level, because it's just repeating it. And the fact is that it's bigger. Like I say, the extraterrestrials are the bottom 5%, including us. Once you go up, there's another 90% of realms that are pure, like, conscious realms where there's no planets, there's no stars, and then you get to what I call the geometric light realms, or it could be the angelic kingdom, depending on one's point of view, going up. And this is where it's like, this is like what we're all missing out on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bigger picture. It's yeah, beautiful.
The big picture is C7 contact. And C7 contact, you don't have to read a 6-page meditation. You don't have to go up and manipulate the pilot to land. You don't have to do anything. All you do is go out in nature, find some clear sky, sit down, meditate, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it, with the intention of having contact, and qualify it. I want contact with benevolent, loving, joyous beings that have my highest and best good at heart. It's that simple. That's all you need to do. You don't need some guy giving you this long, elaborate 6-page thing saying, see me, dig me, walking up there, you know, yeah, shape-shifting into a reptile the whole time. You know, it's like, you know, and then on his off time dancing with the Illuminati, you know, or whatever, you know. So we won't mention any names, but do the research. But, you know, it's like, as I said before, this narrative, this controlled narrative, and even the funding is controlled. Everything is controlled to go in there to just keep you at a certain level. And if you really want to know what's going on, you've got to turn off your TV, get out in nature, meditate, clear yourself, clear your wounds and traumas from past experience, raise your frequencies. They'll find you, you know.
Is this, yeah, yeah. And once you start rising to that occasion, what you'll have is you'll have certain beings, old friends and families from other existences coming back on a continuous basis. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, how do you eat? How do you exercise? How do you treat the body? What are you doing for continuous practices to raise that frequency and become that best version of you that you can be? And they're not to be looked up to. The way I describe it is that these beings are there to be seen as our greater family. And they're just, you take their advice, you don't take their advice. Ultimately, they're there to assist, but it's up to us to do that inner work and rise to the occasion, because no one's going to save us. That's why we've come down the planes and dimensions, the most advanced of souls at this time, to incarnate in the human experience to help uplift human consciousness. And so, yeah, I think you've got it on the mark. Like, you've been assisting people doing this for years. I have as well. And it's not something that's hard. It's sometimes it needs a bit of explaining the phenomena to look out for: temperature changes, apparitions, flashes of light on the ground, balls of light, crafts appearing in the sky. They can land the craft on you and vibrate you into their frequency. That blows a lot of people out, where the craft can appear like a ghost. So yeah, that's where what I teach you, CE5, CE Affinity. I'll outdo you one. Instead of CE7, we'll go CE Affinity, James. I've got another joke. Yeah. So this is a bit of a dad joke. What are the Pleiadians say to the Orion?
I don't know what.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And it's spelled serious like the star. Yeah. So it's a bit of a dad joke, but anyway.
That's like, what did the buffalo say to his son when he was leaving?
What?
Bye, son. we had buffalo the other night, so I had to make a bad joke about it. Anyway, there's so many out there. Or I like the one about the deer. You know, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
What?
No idea. And it goes further, but I won't go there. But anyway, enough of the dad jokes. But I want to get back to that it's so important. It's all about frequency. And when you raise in frequency and you're ready and you lose the fear, they're going to find you, because your frequency is going to be sending out a beacon like a light. And they're going to go, oh, this person's ready. And they're going to come see you. But if you're trapped within these other groups that are controlling the narrative, you're not going to have an experience other than a low level experience. And that's so important that people need to realize, is that, you know, it's almost like, it's like seeking God. Is God external? Well, omnipresent, everything is God, you know, but it's an internal journey. All the masters said, you know, God is within, the temple is within. The same thing. If you want to go multidimensional, you go within. And that's how you have the experience with these beings. But we have to raise our consciousness, raise in frequency, and be open to the possibility that this is real, that this can happen, and that we might have played a part in this in the past. And I want to say one other thing is, they're talking about humans that incarnated down here. The Pleiadians were talking about that, and they said, we're like the bravest of angels that incarnated here.
They're looking up to us. They're looking up to us. It's reversed.
They can't believe what we've walked through. They said that would have destroyed us. I don't know how you walk through those frequencies and those experiences, and it didn't totally destroy you. And they look at us in awe, you know, as masters, not as monkeys, you know, because I asked them that once. I go, what do you see us like monkeys? And they said, no, we know what you're up against, what you're going through. We know about the collective consciousness there, social engineering, everything that you're having to deal with. And to come through that unscathed and still to awaken is true self-mastery. And they look at us in awe that we are making this shift, you know, to getting through these times.
It's similar stuff that they've said to me. So this is where, that's what I was saying before, the bravest of souls have come here at this time to participate and help with the shift in consciousness. And it is so dense here. There's so many different, we could say, what are called the lower light, beings that are void of light, basically, that are negative influences that are controlling and manipulating. We've talked about that so much before. A lot of it's in your books and the Shiji material as well. So there's a lot of people know about the AI and all that sort of stuff, but they really do look up to us. And this is where they've got our backs. It's something that, why I call it Operation Starseed, is it's like we're in a war, like we're dropped off in a war zone, but we're in a human body and the only weapon we've got is human consciousness. And the war isn't about dominating and taking over. It's about uplifting consciousness to help humanity see their full potential itself. And it's been in play for a long time, and other worlds, other planets have gone through the same thing. These beings have gone through the same thing.
Yeah.
So they understand the trials and tribulations and the shifts that can come with this. And but it's never been done like this. This is a new ballpark in a way that it's been done.
Yeah, people have asked me, they go, can you talk about the epidemic? I go, yeah, there's an epidemic. It's a loss in noble virtue and honor and integrity. And if you bring that back, none of this other crap will be going on. And that's the problem, is that you got to break free of the social engineering, the fear. And when you look at this big bad beast, they're trying to sell you like the emperor has no clothes. And so there's other agendas being played out. So, you know, the bottom line is we need to know the agenda of the controllers, the malevolent ones, you know, that there's so much inhuman things going on right now because there's non-human interference. We need to know who's the players, you know, and who's influencing who, and the ceremonies that have invoked these energies in, and people that have sold their souls and they're not even functioning anymore as humans anymore. We need to realize the big picture, how this works down here, so we can deal with it. And, you know, thank God for the white hats and the enlightened ones and the truth tellers out there. And it's just, I mean, they're just coming out. They may not have the whole truth, but they definitely got the basics down. And, you know, universal law is basic. People don't realize that, but, you know, it's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. You know, the basics is what universal law is all about. And it's written in the heart and hearts of all of us. And we need to stop this division game that they're raining down on us. You know, they divided the sexes, they've divided the cultures, the religions, the, you know, all this stuff, this big division game they're playing, that's all to create chaos, but so you can't see what they're doing. And we need to transcend this and go back into unity consciousness. And I think that's where we're going. And that's what these higher beings want to assist us with, you know, our own ascension, our own evolution. That's why they're here. But we got to do our part. We can't expect them to come and save us all and beam us all up and clean up the mess that we created. You know, we gain wisdom from our experiences. And so some of the mess we're going to have to experience until we realize, you know, that we participate in the mess and who's helping to create the mess. You know, it's
exposing it. We have to go through what we've gone through. I've been saying this since the start of it. We have to go through something like this. We've had it good for too long, and it's grounded a lot of people. Of course, there's been a lot of negative byproduct out of what we're going through as a collective right now. With everyone knows what I'm talking about. So this is where it shines a light. And in times like this, you see what you're capable of.
Yeah.
You see what you're made of. You see the strengths. You get to analyze and look back on and reflect on yourself. And it's about grabbing that and transforming that into you being the best version of you with this. It's hard to go there for some people because it's so dark for them at the moment, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that light's inside each and every single one of us.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, Australia, I people are talking about Australia, what was going on over there, and I go, I believe in the Australian people. I've met quite a few people there, and they aren't going to stand for it. They'll put up with it to a point, and then all hell's going to break loose. And the same thing with America. We're at that tipping point right now, and things are going to happen here. And I'm really hoping that things can be done peacefully. But if they aren't, you know, we didn't give up our guns. So, you know, if we don't straighten this out pretty quick, there's going to be a million man march, and it's going to be armed, and it's not going to, and women too, probably. I'm sure, you know, because I know a lot of women that are phenomenal shots. Got Annie Oakley over here sitting next to me. but it's like, you know, I know a lot of women, I would give them my gun and say, you know, you're a better shot than I am, you know, so anyway.
Like Don King would say, only in America.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the women, I think, are really, you know, when it gets down to the children, the women are enough's enough, and the men need to back the women and the school boards and everything else. And that's what I was told over and over again by Mary and the divine feminine energy coming in. It's done. It's done with what's happening to the children. It's done with all of this. And they're going to come in, you know, like gangbusters, you know. So it's. You know, the empowered women are standing up right now, and the men need to back them and support them and do their part too as well. But I just got the 5-minute mark from Robert. Unfortunately, we could probably go forever. But the new film, what is the best way for people to see this? And can you give us the date on when it's coming out? And what's the best way people can contact you?
Yep. So it will be the 18th of October, American date. So that will be the 19th for Australia and a lot of other people. Keep posted to even type in Peter Maxwell Slattery on YouTube or my website, petermaxwellslattery.com. I'm waiting for just a finalization now of all the distribution channels. So as soon as that's up, I'll be blasting it around again. Follow me on social media because I'll update everyone there as well as the newsletter as well. We're getting down to the crunch with everything's being done. It's just that's being finalized now. So I wish I could tell everyone 100% where it's going to be available, but waiting just for confirmation now. So, jaisanctuary.com. There'll be events and things popping up here where I do self-mastery workshops, ambassador workshops like yourself, things of that nature. It's basically most weekends I'll be delving into that, having small pockets of groups here to where we go deep and we experience these things and go multidimensional mind and different tools and techniques. So, that's sort of like where things are at the moment, mate.
Awesome. And we're going to blast this out too over our network too. So, you know, we'll get that over our network and our newsletter. Be sure to go to eSETI.org and sign up for the newsletter where we cover a lot of these things we can't cover on other channels, you might say. So, be sure and sign up for the newsletter and stay tuned to both of our sites. And we'll be sure and let you know when this comes out and other future films to go. And we also have the conference up on the eSETI Stargate on that channel on VMO. So check that out too. You know, it's up and running and amazing speakers. And Peter, you're in there too as well. So anyway, we're out of time, folks. Unfortunately, we got to sign off. So this is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio, also eSETI Stargate. Have a great evening. Get out in nature. Sit down. Shut up. Focus on your heart, love, joy, and bliss, and send it out there with the intention of contact and see what happens. You know, you don't got to pay $10,000 to have contact. You just got to have a peaceful mind. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.